Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
All right, welcome back to riskfeestaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby, I go by Raz, and this is Daniel Rasby. He's my son, he's a tax attorney.
Hello.
And very amazing at saving taxes. That's where our purpose here is to save the three biggest killers of your retirement income: risk, fees, and taxes. How do you save those? What do you do? And we're going to share a recent client story. It was Bob and Carol. They came to us. They had an advisor for 22 years. They liked the advisor. He's done well, but they never had a written plan. And they were retired now. They were both in their 60, 62, 63, I think.
And they had pensions and Social Security to cover their basic expenses, so they weren't really worried about eating. But they still lived as like a scarcity mindset. They were afraid to spend. They wanted to spend more.
They wanted to travel. Their whole life, they said, when we retire, we're going to travel. We're going to see the world. We're going to go together and do all this. We don't have any of the responsibilities of the kids or so forth. So we're going to go and enjoy traveling. But they were afraid to spend because they had enough money between pension and Social Security for both of them. They had enough money to pay all their bills, all their expenses, but they were just still afraid to spend that money. And if they did travel, they were going to travel the economy and find the cheapest things and try to go there because they were afraid. And they weren't able to enjoy what they've saved all their life. So what was causing them to stop from that?
Well, they had market risk and all of the money was in the market. And so they were, you know.
And they pointed out to us that this is a market is at an all-time high. And so we're afraid if the market's at all-time high, it's going to drop sometime because we've had several, you know, down markets in our lifetime. What if it goes down by 40, 50%?
But my advisor said, it's okay. It'll come back. It'll come back.
The paper loss. It's only a paper loss. Ever heard of that? It's only a paper loss. Try spending that paper loss.
And that's the problem because when you're retired, you have to spend. Otherwise, your money is doing no good for you. You have it all sitting there. And what are you doing? You're just letting it grow some more? That helps out the advisor because he's earning a fee every year. And, you know, so often it's not in your investment advisor's interest to let you spend the money because then that's less they're earning fees on. Now, this couple, they were sure that they were spending only 1% in fees each year because that's what their advisor said. My fee is 1% per year. And, so, and he wasn't lying to them. His fee was only 1% per year, but there were a lot of hidden fees.
So we do something for our clients. We do a risk, fees, and tax analysis. So we take a look at all their assets and investigate and see what the actual risk is if there's a, you know, 2008 type of crash. What the actual fees are, not just the advisor fee, but all the internal fees, all the hidden fees, all that stuff. We'd point that out. And what the rate of return was on those assets so they know, is the fee worth the rate of return and so forth. And then we do a tax analysis to find out what kind of taxes are they going to be liable for both now and in the future. And is there a way to minimize that? Once we do the analysis, then we can better advise our clients as a fiduciary to minimize those things. So make an appointment, riskfeestaxes.com, and it's free. The first meeting is absolutely free. You get to ask questions and get to, you know, check us out, and we'll get to chance to find out if we can help you. And if we do the analysis, that's what we did with this couple, Bob and Carol.
Yes. And so for Bob and Carol, and not their real names, by the way, I think you might have mentioned that, but if you're named Bob and you're listening to this, it's not you, it's somebody else.
It could be you.
It could be. You could become this person, right? So think about it. They had, you know, about, and this couple had just under $2 million that they weren't really using, and they was in the market. There was actually about $1.6 million in this case.
Right.
They had the hidden fees all added up to actually $48,000 a year in fees. It was over 3% every year in fees. And
that's a college education. I mean, you're giving $48,000 or $49,000 a year to your advisor.
And to be fair, it wasn't all going to him. You know, some of it was going to the different companies managing some of it, and because he wasn't doing all of the work. The guy they were dealing with, he had his 1% fee, but then there were expense ratios on the mutual funds. They had
there was a variable annuity in there that had a huge amount of fees.
Yep. Some of variable annuities have 4% or more in fees just by themselves. So that's something.
But that wasn't really the biggest problem. That wasn't what was concerning them so much. I mean, that shocked them. They didn't realize they were paying almost $50,000 a year, $49,000 a year in fees. That's one thing. But what really was concerning to them was the risk that they were taking.
Yeah, because they based on where their assets were, they were to expect a market loss of about $790,000, about 50%, almost 50% of their assets.
So Daniel, if you lose 50% of the market, you only need 50% to get back, right?
No, you have to gain 100% to break even. If you have $100 and you lose half your money, so now you have $50. If you gain a half of that, that's only 75. So you have to gain all of your money, 100% return from 50 to get back to 100.
So you got to double your money. If you got 50% loss, you have to double your money. That could take years, especially if you're taking the money out for living expenses and travel expenses and all that stuff in retirement. You're not putting money in because you're not working anymore.
And this is why this couple that came to us was concerned and they didn't want to spend too much money. So we were able to put their mind at ease because we were able to develop a plan that minimized risk, fees, and taxes. So we put together a plan that, first of all, eliminates a lot of the fees. So they saved over like $30,000.
Some of the fees you couldn't get rid of because they're long-term fees that they would cost them more to get out of, but it was still down from almost $50,000 to less than $17,000.
And so that's a big savings. And
that's more money in their pocket, right?
$30,000 a year over just the next 10 years, if their money didn't grow at all, it's $300,000 of savings and fees just by working with us, making a few tweaks.
And they looked at it, hey, $30,000, that's a $30,000 vacation each year that I'm taking instead of my advisor.
So that's a really big help to them. And then we put some protections on their assets. They still have some money in the market. And so they're still exposed to some loss because they said, well, we like to play around a little bit and have the thrill, but we only want to have the thrill with a tiny bit of their money. So they kept like $100,000 or $200,000 in the market. But most of their money is protected from loss. So they know that the most they could ever lose if everything crashes is only about 10% of their total worth.
So we left about $300,000 in the market. So the most it could lose, even if it's really bad, would be about 50% of that.
But that's 50,000.
But that's only 9.5% of the entire asset value. So they felt they could, to get back to normal, it would only be 10% gains.
Or 11% to get back. If you have a 10% loss, you need about 11% to get back to zero.
That was
so
much more
approximately. Difficult. Yeah, and that's a much better take on their money because now they have a permission slip. As we keep talking about, they have a permission slip to spend their money. They know it's not going to be lost to risk. It's not going to be lost to fees. And then the third item is taxes. And so we develop a tax plan to minimize their taxes for the long term. We were able to show them that if they leave this money in there and not spend it because they're too afraid to spend it because risk and risk of fees, over their lifetime, someday they're going to be required to spend it at a required distribution age, and that's approaching, only a few years away. And we were able to show them that they're scheduled to pay more than $1.6 million in taxes. They're going to pay about $1.7 or $1.8 million in taxes over their life. The account value is only $1.6 million now. How in the world would that really happen? Well, it's because the accounts grow, and then they pay some tax, and then it grows again, they pay some tax, and it grows again, they pay some tax. And
it has a cascading effect because that income is added to their income and their income tax rate goes higher and there's more of their income gets taxed at a higher rate.
And then the Social Security, now more of that becomes taxable potentially. Some of the capital gains get taxed at different rates because they have the required distribution.
So it was a total mess. Now, when we put a tax plan together, we systematically converted some of their money to Roth over a period of time. And that we showed them, we saved them over $1.5 million in taxes. And with that, they could feel much more confident, not just for them, but for their family. So whatever money they left for their kids, that would also be tax-free. And the greatest thing about Roth is that's the only asset you can leave to your kids, and they can let it grow tax-free also for 10 years.
Exactly.
Nothing else grows tax-free in the second generation, but Roth does.
So for this couple, we were able to reduce and eliminate those three killers, risk, fees, and taxes. Risk we reduced significantly to almost zero. They almost have no risk now at all on their thing. The fees reduced by $30,000 a year, $300,000 of savings just over the next 10 years. The taxes reduced from about 1.7 or 8 million to just under 1.5, just over 200,000 or 300,000 or so of taxes, about $1.5 million of savings on the taxes. And that's if tax rates don't go up. If they go up, they'd save even more in taxes.
But, with saying all this stuff, it may still be gobbledygook to most people. The bottom line is they are now traveling several times a year without fear of running out of money. They're now spending their money and knowing that their money will last. Now they're enjoying their life instead of worrying about what's going to happen in the market, what's going to happen politically, what's going to happen here or there. They're enjoying it.
And they're spending over $100,000 a year now out of those assets that they were afraid to touch at all. And the assets are continuing to grow. And they'll have more for the kids.
That's like four $25,000 trips a year. And so that gets a lot for a couple. They can fly business class. They can go to nice places, stay in nice hotels, and do some shopping, enjoy the scenery, enjoy some experiences, activities. Those are all things they can do. They don't have to do it and crimp and save. And so they felt much better about it. And we felt like heroes because we were able to solve their problem for them.
And so it is really important, though, to tackle all three areas, risk, fees, and taxes. And so many of our clients, when they first come to us, they're very concerned about one or other of those things. And they're like, well, Daniel, you're a tax attorney. We need to talk to you. Save us money on taxes. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Most important thing. And it is. Taxes, the tax savings is very, very important, but not to the exclusion of risk. And one of the things that we often say is when you're getting ready to do a Roth conversion, you want to protect your money from loss first before you do the conversion. Because if you convert to Roth and then the market drops, well, you paid tax on a higher amount. Now it's worth less. That was a bad deal. So protect it first so it won't drop. Then pay the tax, make it Roth, and hopefully it'll grow in the future. So I do want your money to grow. But the most important thing in retirement is don't lose money. You can lose money in several ways, risk, fees, and taxes. It's all about loss. We want to avoid losses. When you avoid losses, you'll get gains, you'll get other things, you'll get growth, and that'll happen. But because you avoid losses, everything else gets better in retirement.
Yeah, one of our clients came after working with us. They said, you know what? I never thought about it this way, but if I pay taxes, I got to pay taxes, okay? I get the benefits of living in this great country. You got the roads, you got the healthcare, got all these things. So the taxes go to that. Yes, it goes to some wasted and stuff, but at least I'm getting something out of it. The fees. I pay fees to my investment advisor. I get some good advice and get some things. I'm getting something from it.
And he picks some good stocks from it, and it went up.
So, I want to reduce that, but at least I'm getting something for it. Risk. If I lose money in the market, what am I getting out of it? Nothing. When that money's gone, you get nothing. It's not that you're living in a nice place. It's not that you're getting advice. You get nothing for losing money in the market. So why would you want to have that risk?
And so keep that in mind. Why? Ask that question. Why do you have risk? And the answer should not be, because everybody else does it, or because my advisor said it's a good thing. No, you need to know why specifically do you have money that's at risk of loss, especially if you already have enough saved that you can retire and fulfill all of your dreams.
Yes.
If you're not sure if you do have enough saved, go ahead and give us a call. So go to our website and you'll schedule a video call with us. And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. So again, our website, riskfeestaxes.com. So go there, talk to us. We'll schedule a video call. It's free.
Absolutely
there's
free.
There's no cost. And we'll get to talk to you about what you save for retirement and how we can reduce those three killers. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.